Call from mom. Answer it. Call silenced.
Instacart knows nothing gets between you and the game. That's why they make ordering from your couch easy. Stock up today and get all your groceries for the week delivered in as fast as 30 minutes without missing a minute of the game.
You have 47 new voicemails.
Download the app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
T-Mobile has invested billions to light up America's largest 5G network, from big cities to small towns, including right here in yours. And great coverage is just the beginning. Right now, families and small businesses can save up to 20% versus AT&T and Verizon when they switch. Visit your local T-Mobile store today.
Plan savings with three lines of T-Mobile Essentials versus comparable available plans. Plan features and taxes and fees may vary.
So, you know, the question is, will there be a college football season? And we hear all the bands and all the fight songs. Will there be a full season? A lot of stuff circling around all of sports, including college football. We're joined on our West Her hotline right now by the commissioner of the Mid-American Conference, Dr. John Steinbrecher. Dr. Steinbrecher, thanks. It's Howard and Jeremy. Welcome to the show, and thanks for coming on with us this morning.
Howard, Jeremy, it's good to be with you today.
A lot of stuff to get to, Dr. Steinbrecher, with the sport and what's going on, not just football, but that's such a big factor in all of this, as you well know. Are you optimistic that there will be a college football season at some point?
You know, I am. I continue to see signs, and we get updates on a pretty regular basis. And what we continue to see is we're, as a society, figuring out ways to live with this virus. It doesn't mean there won't be hiccups along the way. But as we stand here today, I'm fairly optimistic that we will get our athletics programs up and running, and really, more importantly, we'll get our schools back open and we'll be back into a residential learning situation, and that's first and foremost the most important thing.
I know the other day I read some comments from the president of the University of Michigan, and he said, to paraphrase, if our students are not on campus and we don't have in-person instruction in the fall, we won't be playing college football. Now, again, that's a university president. You are a conference commissioner. Does that factor into the many models and the things you guys are talking about? Would students have to be on campus to play games, or could it be online instruction? How does that play into this?
Well, I think it will vary by state. I think it will vary by institution. We have not, as a league, we've not made any determination on that at this point. What I'd tell you is that there are kids on virtually every college campus right now. Mm-hmm. And you have international kids who didn't go home. You have kids who didn't go home because it was safer for them to stay on campus. And they're taking courses right now in an online or virtual setting. Now, to my knowledge, all of our schools have announced that they plan to be open next fall. Mm-hmm. We'll see as the summer progresses if, in fact, that does occur. And again, I'm optimistic that it does. And then we will just take these issues as they arise. Again, there's not been any hard and fast determinations made by us as a league. And I'm not sure I can't envision a league mandate on that. That's going to be, what is the institution comfortable with? Mm-hmm. And you know, what is the governor of the state saying? What is the state board of health saying? What is the local board of health saying?
Sure.
And you're then going to work and manage around those mandates.
Okay. Yeah, I think you just did. But that was my follow-up question. I think you basically answered. And then I was wondering, when it comes to the guidelines, from your standpoint as the commissioner of a conference, who are you following? Because it could be the governor of the state and whether that state is open, well, or it could be, you know, health officials, or it could be the university president who says, yeah, we're just not going to do this.
Well, you're exactly right. In our case, we have five states.
Yep.
that we're concerned about. And so you're paying attention to what's being said in each one of those states. And so what we're talking about as a league is developing a set of whether it's specific protocols or really guiding principles, because every state and every campus is developing their own set of protocols right now. So where do we have consistency, and what are the expectations we have among each other so that if we get to the point where we're able to compete, that we have confidence that the young men and women that are out there on the field of competition, that they're healthy and that we're protecting their well-being, we're protecting the well-being of the fans and those who are interacting with all involved.
Have you, as a league, have you run various models for the season? And I say that because, you know, I was reading some things that maybe if it's a, could it be a shortened season? If it is, people have talked about the idea of a conference-only schedule and eliminating the non-conference games in the upcoming season.
Yeah, we've talked about an array of things, and we talk about across all 10 FBS conferences. The highest priority across all of the FBS conferences is to play a 12-game season. All of those games are important. And then I think if, in fact, somehow the season gets truncated, then we're going to have to dig into that and figure out a way to manage it, whether it's, is it only conference games, is it a couple non-conference, and then the rest of the conference schedule, all those sorts of things. But, you know, you think about us as a league, you've got a conference schedule. Well, what about those independent institutions out mm-hmm. there?
Right.
You know, how would they manage that? And so, again, I think our highest priority is to see if we can figure out a way to make an entire season work. If we can't, then we will, as it comes at us and given the variables involved, we'll be prepared to react and make it work.
Do you think, whether it's your conference or any of the other FBS conferences, do you think there would be a possibility that one or two universities decide not to field their football team in the fall, that you'd have college football, you'd have a season, but one or two schools in a select conference might not play? And what do you do if that happens?
I don't think that's too far-fetched.
Okay.
And again, I think you just react to it. I think all of our, and again, I'm dealing with public institutions, so they're going to be taking their guidance from their governors, their political leaders, their boards, and the state boards of health and local boards of health, and they will file those guidelines. And if they're being told they can't move on, they'll stand down. And if we have others that can move on, I think we will likely, those who can play will play, and those mm-hmm. who can't.
We're with Dr. John Steinbrecher from the Mid-American Conference, Commissioner of the MAC. The league has already instituted some cost-cutting. You've canceled some conference tournaments. You've streamlined some others. The basketball tournament's altered a little bit, no on-campus games. Do you anticipate any more measures, or do you think that would be it for the upcoming athletic season?
Well, I think that was a pretty good swing at it the first time out. I think we're always looking at are there ways that we can manage costs efficiently. Right now, I'm not aware of anything else, but it's something we're always going back and continuing to look at. And it's a project that never ends. And that's just being prudent managers of your resources.
A couple things for you, and I was wondering, again, it's a big if, but we always hear football is the engine that drives athletics. If there is no college football season, Dr. Steinbrecher, what are the ramifications of that, whether it's your league, a Power Five conference, what have you?
I'm not sure I can speak to all the institutional ramifications, but I would suggest that if there are probably no college athletics going this fall, that probably means in all likelihood that we don't have residential learning, or that mm-hmm. we don't have kids back on campus.
Yep.
I think that would be just incredible, incredibly destructive to our institutions, just from a financial standpoint. You think about the tuition and fees and room and board and all the things that go into operating a university, it would be incredibly destructive. In our case, just from a conference operations standpoint, and we're the least part of this, somewhere between 80 and 85% of the revenue we generate is through football.
Right.
And so for us, it would significantly impact the revenue we're generating, which would ultimately affect our operations to some extent.
Final thing, and I did want to ask you about going forward, you know, in that scenario, do you think that there would be a clear separation in Division I? People have talked about the Power Fives at some point might want to just go off on their own, and you'd have a further separation inside FBS. Could that happen? Would you need a full season and life returning to normal to ensure that it did not happen?
Well, I don't care where you are in the food chain in FBS. Not having a season is going to be a destructive up and down the food chain. In the case of the higher end of the food chain, think about those institutions that are drawing 80 to 100,000 per home football game.
Mm-hmm.
Well, if they lose out on six or seven or eight of those, if they lose out on their dollars that are coming in through TV rights, that are coming in through the college football playoff, it'll be just as destructive for them
sure. As
it is for someone in my league. For an array of different issues. And so we're kind of, you know, we've been talking all these phrases out there. We're all in this together. It's just the magnification of it might be a little different, but all of us have an interest in seeing our campuses get back open and having students back on campus. And hopefully, if we can do it in a safe and prudent fashion, being able to compete again in whatever the sport may be.
Well, Dr. Steinbrecher, thanks. Thanks for giving us time. Good luck. Hopefully there's a college football season on time, full schedule, and it's all good down the road.
Hey, it's so good to be with you. Hope you and your listeners are well and stay safe.
All good. And to you too as well. Thank you very much.
Thank you.
We really need new phones.
T-Mobile will cover the cost of four amazing new iPhone 15s, and each line is only $25 a month.
New iPhone 15s? It's better
over here. Only at T-Mobile, get four iPhone 15s on us and four lines for $25 per line per month with eligible trade-in when you switch.
Minimum of four lines for $25 per line per month with auto pay discount using debit or bank account. $5 more per line without auto pay, plus taxes and fees. Phone fee at 24 monthly bill credits for well qualified customers. Contact us before canceling account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance on required finance agreement due. $35 per line connection charge applies. See T-Mobile.com.